Welcome back to the Deep Dive. This is where we take that pile of research you have and, well, make sense of it, turn complex stuff into knowledge you can actually use. Today, we've got a really specific mission. We're looking at listing data, focusing on the Traverse City real estate market. And what we're seeing in the sources, it doesn't look like just a small fluctuation, you know, not just a seasonal thing. It seems to point towards something more fundamental, a structural change in how properties are listed and sold there. It's really a story about what's visible and maybe what's deliberately kept hidden.
That's a great way to frame it. And yeah, the core finding, it really jumps right out from the sources. The listing activity, specifically for Traverse City, highlights this very clear trend. It's summed up as the shift toward independent sales.
A shift toward independent sales. Okay, just that phrase. It really raises the stakes, doesn't it, for anyone involved in that market? Because like you said, this isn't just about the final price tag. It's about the whole pool of available homes, the listings. And if that inventory is being fundamentally changed or reshaped, as the sources say later, well, what does that even mean?
It means the list itself, the foundation of what you think is available, is becoming less centralized. The market starts operating on, well, fragmented information.
Fragmented information. So what you see isn't necessarily the whole story anymore.
Exactly. The rules change. For buyers, for investors, even for agents trying to figure out what a property is truly worth, it changes everything.
Okay, let's dive into that mechanism straight away. This phrase, shift toward independent sales. We need to unpack that. In today's real estate world, what does independent actually mean? What's it shifting away from?
Right. So independent here means moving away from the traditional ways of listing properties, primarily the big centralized platforms. Think of the multiple listing service, the MLS. That's the system, you know, designed to standardize property info, share it, verify details, provide comps for transparency. Independent sales means sellers are basically choosing to, well, bypass that whole system.
Okay. But hang on. Is this really new? I mean, isn't this just for sale by owner, FSBO? Doesn't that always tick up when the market's hot? Why are we calling this a structural shift instead of just, you know, a temporary FSBO spike?
That's a really important question. And yes, FSBO has always been around. But the term shift here implies something more systemic. It's driven by more than just individual homeowners deciding to sell themselves. It's enabled by technology, and it seems to be sustained by specific seller motivations in this kind of market. It's not just a sign in the yard anymore. This suggests a more sophisticated approach sellers are using to connect directly with buyers.
Sophisticated how?
Well, the big driver is obviously avoiding commission costs. Mm-hmm. But technology makes it easier than ever. We're seeing these independent sales happen through things like private Facebook groups, targeted email lists for investors, even specialized local chat channels, like on Telegram. Buyers and sellers connect directly, totally outside the public view, outside the MLS. That's what turns it from just FSBO into potentially a parallel market.
Wow, okay, a parallel market. So if the MLS is there to standardize and verify info, when a sale happens on a private Telegram channel, what information just vanishes? What are the risks?
The biggest loss is that standardized verified data, the stuff you need to compare properties accurately. Think about the basics: reliable square footage, consistent disclosure forms, and crucially, a transparent pricing history. When a deal happens independently, those details that define comparable sales, the comps, they become really murky or just disappear altogether.
Right.
For the seller, okay, the upside is clear. Save money, maybe more control. But for the market overall, it erodes transparency. You end up with this segment of deals where maybe you'll find out the final price later through public records, maybe not, but you definitely don't know the exact terms or how fast it really sold unless you have an inside track.
That definitely makes it feel less like a temporary spike and more like something structural is changing, exploiting a weakness, maybe.
Precisely. It's market players leveraging the gap between the cost of the traditional system and the ease of just, you know, direct digital communication.
Okay, so we understand the what, the shift. Now, the where, Traverse City, let's talk about the location itself. The sources link this trend to Traverse City, but they don't spell out the exact local reasons. Can we speculate a bit on why a market like Traverse City would be fertile ground for this kind of shift?
We can definitely connect some dots based on what Traverse City is.
Yeah.
It's a highly desirable area, right? Popular vacation destination, second homes, often means limited housing stock, intense competition among buyers. When inventory is tight and demand is high, sellers have a lot more power.
Okay, that makes sense. Seller leverage.
Exactly.
Yeah.
In that kind of environment, sellers might feel pretty confident their property will sell quickly no matter how it's listed. So the value proposition of paying a hefty commission to an agent whose main job is often finding the buyer it stalks, starts to look less appealing. The market conditions themselves almost encourage bypassing the old channels because the risk of the property just sitting there unsold feels really low. That's a key ingredient for this independent shift to really take hold.
So the desirability of the place itself acts like fuel on the fire for this structural shift we're talking about.
Absolutely. And the result of that is this reshaping of the listings that the sources mention. So what does that reshaping actually look like for, you know, the average person scrolling Zillow or checking a local realtor's website?
It sounds like the public view of the market is based on increasingly shaky ground, faulty data.
That's a good way to put it. When independent sales start reshaping the landscape, the traditional data feeds get fragmented severely.
Right.
Let's imagine, say, traditionally 90% of homes for sale were visible through the MLS and similar public channels. If that number drops, maybe to 70%, maybe even 60% because of these independent deals, then every single traditional metric we rely on gets skewed instantly.
What metrics are we talking about?
Oh, all the key ones. Mm-hmm. Median list price, average days on market, the total count of available homes. Mm-hmm. All those numbers now only reflect the visible part of the market. And you could argue the properties disappearing into this independent channel first are likely the most desirable ones, the ones that sell fastest anyway.
So it's like, if the market used to be this wide open view, now we're looking through a much smaller window and we don't even know how much we're not seeing.
That's a perfect analogy. And think about timing, too. An independent sale might go from a whisper network to closed in, what, a few days? Maybe a week? These super fast deals, they never even hit the public record as an active listing. So that messes up the average days on market for the properties that are listed publicly. The ones left visible might be the ones that are, frankly, a bit harder to sell or maybe priced less competitively.
Okay, now this is where it gets really practical for listeners, right? Especially if you're thinking about buying or investing up there. The takeaway seems to be, if you're just relying on those standard Zillow alerts or emails from a brokerage, you're working with limited intel, potentially biased intel. This reshaping means you might constantly be a step behind.
It's a definite competitive disadvantage. To be truly informed in a market like Traverse City today, you probably can't just be passive anymore. You likely need to actively cultivate other sources. That could mean networking differently, talking to local attorneys, joining community groups, maybe finding those niche newsletters or channels, just to get visibility into that growing slice of independent inventory.
It basically forces buyers to become real estate detectives just to see the full menu of what's actually for sale.
Okay, that leads us nicely into the synthesis part. We've got two key pieces from the sources. One, this definite shift toward independent sales. And two, how that shift is fundamentally changing the public list of available properties in Traverse City.
Right. And when you put those together, the conclusion is pretty stark.
Yeah.
The market itself is becoming less transparent, more opaque. This decentralization, it chips away at the reliability of how we perceive market value. Normally, perception is built on clear, comparable sales data. But when a big chunk of activity goes dark, the perceived value and the actual prices being paid might start to drift apart significantly.
How does that play out, like in an appraisal, for example? Well, think about appraisers. They rely heavily on recent comparable sales data, usually from the MLS. If the quickest, perhaps highest price sales are happening independently and aren't in that data set, then the official comps might lag behind reality. It could even make publicly listed properties seem overpriced, simply because the benchmarks, those fast, successful independent sales, are missing from the record used for comparison.
Huh. So a seller using the traditional system could actually be hurt by the dynamics created by their independent neighbors because the valuation tools are missing the top end of the market data.
It becomes this kind of feedback loop, doesn't it? The more valuable a property is, and thus easier to sell independently, the more incentive the seller has to keep the transaction details private or semi-private. And the more data that's withheld from the central system, the less useful that system becomes for everyone else. It really underscores the pressure on traditional intermediaries in general, not just in real estate. When information finds ways to bypass the gatekeepers, their role inevitably changes.
Which means, for anyone trying to buy or invest there, you absolutely cannot just wait for listings to pop up on the usual sites. You have to be much more proactive, actively hunting down these off-market or independently sold deals. It's a whole different way of sourcing properties.
Yeah, it shifts from passive searching to proactive sourcing.
Yeah.
And that takes time. It takes building relationships, maybe even spending money just to get the kind of visibility that used to be well, essentially free and centralized.
Okay, that really helps frame what's happening in Traverse City according to these sources. So let's recap this deep dive quickly. The big takeaway is this move toward independent sales is tangibly changing the Traverse City listing landscape. It's making the inventory look fragmented, less complete, more opaque to the casual observer.
And it's a really clear example of how market leverage, driven by high demand and scarcity, combined with easy communication tech, can start to break down long-established ways of doing business, especially around information sharing.
Definitely gives us a lot to chew on. And it leads to a final thought for you, the listener. If independent sales are reshaping listings in a place like Traverse City, which is desirable but also maybe unique, what other types of localized markets could be seeing this already? Think about other vacation hotspots, maybe tight-knit communities, or even those new developments with limited releases. Could they be operating more invisibly than we realize? And if the visible data is shrinking, what does it really mean to be well-informed in markets like that today? That's something to ponder. We'll leave it there for this week.